So this weekend I ran into an obstacle. Very tricky obstacle. You know, you ever like plan something out like this really, really like, I'm talking about like out of this world surprise. You ever like plan that for people, you know, persons, whoever, Christmas, holidays, whatever situation. You plan something, you know, you try to, it's kind of like, you know, your elders, your grandparents, your parents, you know, when they, you know, buy gifts and things, and they're always like, no, no, don't worry about me. I got everything I need. I don't need anything. And you like, make me something, that'd be great. Yeah, it's true, because when you get older, you know, pretty much everything you have, you either, first of all, it's factual A, you buy it, because if your washer and dryer or something goes out, heaven forbid, you're not going to wait until Christmas or whatever. You know, you buy things that you need when you need them. So, and then you know, you start accumulating things, and when you get older, less is more. And I am definitely all about that, condensing down, and you know, but sometimes when you're looking for gifts and you're not sure what to get people, and if they already have everything, or you just don't, you just, or maybe you just, you know, I like surprising people. You know, big surprises, least expected, you know, so really, really, really big surprises. I really do, you know, and I'm in a day and point in my life where I also like peace, you know. Regardless, you could shoot me in the foot, you know, and I'm in a different place in my life now where, and I don't know if, I think it's just all around such huge changes that, you know I needed to take and make in my life. I still care for people, you know, I really do. I still want to see the good for everyone, you know. I think that's just having a huge heart. You know, and I had this huge, huge, you know, when you plan something like massive out, you know, and you really just want to, you go for the, you know, I mean, I'm talking about, you just go all out. You know what I'm talking about? You know, it's not one of those, like, you know, Christmas gifts where you're like, you know, I'm going to get them. No, I used to get this from my grandparents at Christmas when I was younger, because I still have them, I remember. I used to get the coin sets every year. And still have them, the coin sets, you know? And it's a unique gift, you know, it truly is, because, I mean, how many people really get coin sets? And it's something that stays with you for your lifetime, and the value of it increases in that. And it's collectibles. It's something, you know, it's different, but it's going to mean a lot, you know? There's meaning behind it, you know? It's just kind of like one of those weekends where it's like, you know, and it's, you know, you go out of town, you come back in town, you're getting everything finalized, you get it all together, and you just, you know, it's just one thing holding you in the way, one thing, you know, got everything together, but you know, you're 1,000,000% confident, you know, this is going to be great, this is going to be huge surprise, this is going to, you know, sometimes you go all out because you want it to be special. And I think when you take time, you plan something really, really out, it's not just what it's about, but it comes from the heart. That's God's truth, you know. Sure, you can buy people whatever occasions, shirts, clothes, you know, gift cards are about as easy as you can get. You know, some people like gift cards, don't get me wrong, I'm not a gift card person myself, but some people like gift cards, and that's, you know, but sometimes, you know, you just want to do that extra special something because you just, you know, you try to just, sometimes it comes deep in the heart. Is, you know, it's can't describe it, but you know what I'm saying, everyone, is you sometimes go above and beyond for people, you know, whatever the situation is. You try to make peace, you make good, you know, is occasions and things come up, and anniversaries and whatever the occasion is. And sometimes, you know, you want to do something like really, really, really super special, you know what I'm saying? And you go all out, and it's, you know, and it's oh, and you cannot wait because this is going to be great. And this is, you know, and then it never happens. I know there's a reason. But whatever the reason, it doesn't happen, you know. And I don't think you don't get angry because when you really do something that truly comes from the heart, and it's not because you're told to do it, it's because you should want to do it, you know, and you really want to surprise people, and, you know, and get everything, you know, everything's together and set up, and it never happens. It's hard to, it's that emotions again, what I'm trying to say. It's hard to accept disappointment when you try your best and you're doing your best and you really, really, you know, you want to see somebody happy and you're trying to, we all want peace in our life, and, you know, you have to look out for people. You have to love people. You have to love people unconditionally, you know, regardless if somebody shoots you in the foot, regardless of the lady who got slapped by the Pope, you know, she still loves the Pope, I guarantee you. She grabs his robe next time, I guarantee it will not probably go as well. He may have a backhand slap, it's hard to say. But, you know, in all seriousness, you know, I've learned something, another part of life, you know, and life is always about lessons learned, and you'll learn things throughout your lifetime, and you're never too old to learn. But you can't fault yourself when you try. You know, you can't. When you go 1,000,000% all out, you know, you're going for the gusto, and you're just planning, and you're whatever situation, and, you know, you're trying to surprise someone or people or situation, and it doesn't, you know, and it's not your fault. It everything's there, but part of the puzzle's missing. You know, you can't fault yourself. I've learned that. You can't be hard on yourself. You know. You can't, you know, but you can't make people change. You can't make people love you. You can't make people want to be with you. You can't make people do anything. You just can't. What you can do is give your all in everything you do for others in life. Now, we're all going to be disappointed by people in general in life. It's going to happen more than you probably want it to. It's going to happen from the day you're born to the day you die. But you can't be hard on yourself, and you can't fault yourself for having what a lot of the world lacks in general for a peaceful world is having a heart. Sometimes too big of a heart, you know, but like anything in life, there's trials and tribulations, and you learn from experience, and you take that and you gain it as wisdom, and you pick up the pieces and you pat yourself on the back because you meant well and you did well. And sometimes, unfortunately, things just don't go. They don't go as 100% plan, and you cannot fault yourself for that. Disappointment is not the same as anger. Disappointment comes from the heart. Anger comes from emotion, and I think that's a difference, huge difference, that sometimes in the world we all need to understand, you know, when things happen in our lives. It happens.